Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, hello, and welcome back to the show. Today, I want to introduce you to something that you might find interesting. And for me, it was very interesting to look at. And I want to thank Keith Reinhold, who I'm a many years subscriber to his newsletter and follower of his podcast. And I'm still trying to get him, by the way, on our show here so that you all can have a chance to get to know him a little bit. And I encourage you to follow him. But what I'm talking about for today is an organization called HSH.com. And what these guys are doing since 1979 is analyzing data related to money and especially loans and mortgages. They're gathering the data, they do statistical analysis, they provide data to all kinds of banks and investment organizations and the government and so forth and so forth. And one of the things that they have developed over the years is what they call an income calculator. And obviously, this is a very data intense thing, especially in the last few years since the Federal Reserve has started increasing interest rates. And that has impacted mortgages, as we all know. And we know this for hopefully and luckily sitting in a house that you own. Like in my house, we have 2.98% mortgage rate. And I don't see that there's any scenario I could come up with where we would right now sell that house, even though it keeps increasing in value. Because if we were to get out of that house and had to find another one, we would probably have to pay 7 or 7.5% interest. So it would be just insanely expensive. So we stay. And most other people do the same thing. But obviously, there are certain situations where you really don't have that much of a choice, right? Like, for example, if you get a great job offer in a different city and you have to move, you have to ask yourself, okay, am I going to rent? And, you know, like we as investors obviously like people who want to rent our houses, but people might also decide, okay, I don't really want to rent or I can't find anything suitable to rent, so I want to buy, right? And what is interesting is the data gathering like HSH, what they do is they keep an eye on all the variables and gather the data so they can actually put the data into the calculator. And I thought what Keith had shared with me recently was really interesting. So you may have heard that the median price, meaning like where 50% of the houses are below that price and 50% for sale of houses are above that price. So that's the median. It's not the average. It's the median where, you know, if you had all the houses and you were basically looking at 1 million houses, where's the point where 500,000 houses are when you sort them by price? The median house price in the United States across the whole country had gotten up to slightly above $400,000, I think sometime like at the end of 2022 or early 2023. And it has come down a little bit right now as I'm recording this. It's at $391,700. Now, that's just a number which says, you know, 50% of the houses cost a little more and all the way up into the millions, and 50% cost less all the way down to like $20,000 and $30,000 houses. And if you're wondering, do they actually exist? Yes, they exist. I've actually done some research and they do exist. Now, the other thing is they obviously know right now across all the board how much are the interest rates if you were to apply for a mortgage. And so when you know what the median price is and you know what the cost of a mortgage is for us, then you can go and say, okay, how much money does somebody need to make? And in this case, we're talking about either an individual or a family. It doesn't matter. It's just how much salary do you have that you can apply when you apply for a mortgage with a bank or mortgage lender so that you have a chance to get the mortgage. And so they use 7.3% interest rate. That's kind of what you have to pay right now. And they found out, and I give you the number first, and then I'm going to put it in context a little bit, that a family or an individual buying this median priced house at $391,700, you need to make $109,458 a year in salary. Okay, so that's a really high number, especially keeping in mind that the average in the United States is around 67,000, right? So The average person doesn't make anywhere near $109,000, but it gets even worse. When I looked at the data a little more closely, that $109,000 figure in salary per year to even qualify for this median house, that number comes out if you do 20% down. Now, we are familiar with 20% down because that's typically for a single family home what we are putting down for an investment property. But the vast majority of people who buy houses, especially in the middle part of the scale, like this is a median house, they don't put 20% down or maybe 10% down. So you have to keep in mind, 20% down on that median house would mean people have $80,000 cash that they can put into the purchase of this house. Now, in some cases, this might be the case if you had a house before that you had to sell because you're moving to a new location for your new job and there were $80,000 or $100,000 equity in there, then you could do that, right? But keep in mind, you would have to put $80,000 down and make about $110,000 a year in income to qualify and get a mortgage for this medium house. If you go to the more typical thing, for buying a house that you want to actually move into and you're putting 10% down, which would be about $40,000, you would have to have an even higher income of more than $125,000 a year. And those are the statistical numbers, and they are very, very current because they just updated this calculator at the end of March. So I wanted to get you this information, but I also want to put it in context of what does it mean for us as investors. And what it means is that the number of people who make $110,000 or $125,000 a year and have $40,000 or $80,000 for a down payment is very, very, very small. So given this scenario that somebody for whatever reason is looking for a single family home or maybe a duplex, the probability that the numbers come out favorable, better for them, so they can still afford a regular life when they rent versus buying, is getting higher and higher and higher, which is great for us because when people who would fundamentally be willing to own a house rent the house from us, then it is also more likely that they take good care of our house and that they stay for as long as it takes until the whole situation gets better for them, either that they make more salary or that the market changes and interest rates for mortgages come down significantly. And I mean like from the 7.3% right now down to something like 4%, which I believe is not going to happen before like 2026 or maybe 2027, unless something major happens. But if things just keep going as they have been going, that's probably how long it's going to take. So for us as investors, especially when you already have properties that ultimately will become available for new tenants, it's a great thing because these people are also fundamentally willing to pay a little extra for a single family home rather than staying in an apartment. So the market is actually coming our way, and I wanted you to be aware of as well as realize why is it. And one of the things is because the money that somebody or a family needs to make to even be eligible for a mortgage to buy a house has gotten really kind of off the charts. All right, so be aware of that and think about it a little bit. And if you have been on the fence of should I actually take right now at these interest rates, should I become a real estate investor and buy single family homes? Absolutely. Because there's so much demand. People want to live in homes. They just can't afford to buy them, but we can invest in them and find the right deals, which we help you with. And so for you to figure out how this really works, I would like to encourage you to go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button to book a call, and let's have a conversation so I can show you how this works and we can have a discussion and I can show you ways on how you can be an investor and offer properties to these people who would otherwise potentially want to buy but can't, and so they're desperately looking for a nice place to rent. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.